to make the doughboys really get the feel of the tanks, right? The only guy in the tank, the original tank crew, was a driver. And they'd fill up the tank with the rest of the crew with
the doughboys. Uh-huh.
And every one of the ones we took out of that tank, when we come back, the guy that was a gunner cut his eye open. Because the padding on the gunner's sight, it dropped off. And, of course, he's looking through the gun sight, mm-hmm. right? And he got his head up there high, you know, right uh-huh. tight. And every time he hit a bump, I got those newies, you know, you stand away from it, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Because we used to be able to ride the tank when we were taking out these doughboys. Two or three of us are standing on, like on the engine compartment, right? And uh-huh. you ride like a cowboy, your legs spread apart, you know, and you roll with the thing, and they couldn't do it. Another interesting thing I remember is in the States, we were doing firing, and everybody had a fire. And when it came time for the gyro stabilizer, I was telling you about the gyro stabilizer, uh-huh. you know, the tank could be going like this, right. but the gunner stay level all the time. Well, they had this course where they had, I don't forget how long it was, but they had the railroad ties, you know, every so many feet, and the tank is going over that, right, and the target is way down there. So you're supposed to count 100 rounds on a 30 caliber. That's where we were firing a 30 caliber. You're supposed to count 100 rounds. They said pull out one round, and then they find how many hits you got out of 100, you know. When I fired, I was one of the first ones to fire. I let the driver go first, or assistant driver uh-huh. go first. I counted 100, and I pulled out the one, right? I had 98 hits, and I'm not even a gunner. They couldn't get over it, right? So I finally said, wait a minute, there's something else you got to know. And the lieutenant said, what? I said, I fired the whole 250 rounds because it skipped right over the one, you know? So then they said, oh! So then they had to pull two or three to make sure the gun stopped firing, you know?
What would the doughboys' reaction be if they went in the tanks?
They call them coffins. They said, well, nothing to do with them. They'd rather be a doughboy really? In a foxhole. Nothing but a coffin. That's what they call them, a coffin. A rolling coffin. But I wouldn't want to be in the infantry. And they wouldn't want to be in the tanks.
Why wouldn't you have wanted to be in the infantry?
To me, that's going through that slop and thing and carrying all that stuff on you, and it didn't last long. I heard instances where a squad leader, a guy came up today, and the guy didn't even know his name, and the guy did, you know.